The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
To be Migs. I know Danny from Maple Valley is. Danny, are you there?
I am here and ready to win. Let's break the streak.
Yeah, I love that. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Danny has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What fast food restaurant is known for their Crunchwrap Supreme?
Taco Bell.
Yes. Baton Rouge is the capital of what U.S. state?
New Orleans.
No.
No, Louisiana.
Correct. What Just Like Jesse James singer was recently nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Pass.
The two MLB teams from Chicago are the Cubs and what?
White Sox.
Correct. What actor played the title character in the late 90s movie Patch Adams?
Robin Williams.
Yes. Follow the Leader and Issues are albums by what band?
Pass.
What do Indianapolis 500 winners traditionally drink at the winner's circle?
Champagne.
No.
Soda.
No.
Pass.
Spinner and spotted are both types of what animal?
Spinner and spotted dogs.
No.
Pass.
No.
Spotted owls.
No. PlayStation 5 came out in what year?
2018.
No. Danny?
1920.
It's 20, but I can't give it to you. You got 4.
I was still answering.
Correct.
It's just an extended answer.
It was, hey, if it's close, I'll give you the extra point. Is that okay? Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like...
Verbal contract is binding in Washington.
I feel like Steve is going to... I feel like you're going to win. I feel like you're going to win again.
All right. I love the faith.
Yes. It's rare I have it, but I have it today. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What fast food restaurant is known for their Crunchwrap Supreme?
That would be Taco Bell.
Correct. Baton Rouge is the capital of what U.S. state?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yes. What Just Like Jesse James singer was recently nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Mary J. Blige?
No.
Dave Matthews?
No.
Cher?
Yes. The two MLB teams from Chicago are the Cubs and what?
The White Sox.
Correct. What actor played the title character in the late 90s movie Patch Adams?
Robin Williams.
Yes. Follow the Leader and Issues are albums by what band?
Korn.
Yes. What do Indianapolis 500 winners traditionally drink in the winner's circle?
Isn't that some nasty-ass milk?
It sure is.
Yeah.
Spinner and spotted are both types of what animal?
Owl?
No.
Dolphin.
Yes. PlayStation 5 came out in what year?
PlayStation 5 came out in 2017.
No.
2018.
No.
2019.
No. In the movie Finding Nemo, what type of fish is Nemo?
A blowfish.
No.
A spinner.
No.
I don't know, an orange one.
Because that's a dolphin.
I know.
Well, Steve, you got 8 correct, which is a win, 8-4.
Yes.
Wow. You killed it.
You did? I really thought you were going for a perfect 10.
Me
there.
Too.
Ooh, felt good.
I wish it was a perfect 10. PlayStation 5 came out in 2020.
2020.
So close. And Finding Nemo. Nemo is a clownfish.
Clownfish.
For a clownfish, you're not that funny, Nemo.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks
Shark
a lot.
Ooh-ha.
I didn't realize I'm part of like the Finding Nemo Society over here.
We just started watching it a whole bunch with Barrett lately, and it's a really cute movie. But there are some parts that really scare him, so we fast forward through those parts.
Just skip through it? Yeah. A Rockaholic texted and said, instead of playing your winner song, if you win, you should have that AI software write a song about how awesome you are, Migs.
Okay. Oh, no, you did not.
Me's on the mic, he's got the flow. Unstoppable vibe everywhere he goes. Beat after beat, he's taking control. With 100 wins, he's on the roll. Can't deny it, he's got the skills. On the radio, he's paying the bills. Taking over the game, ain't no contest. Bow down to greatness, give it your best.
Steve Meeks, just a name.
God.
Legend in the making. Battling them beat Meeks. Victory he's always taking. 100 isn't counting. That's his crown. Losers gotta bow down. It's time to go down.
This is a really good song.
I hate that I like it. I hate that I like it.
The robots, man. They know what's up.
I mean, I feel like they really nailed that one.
100 wins and counting. That's my crown. The loser's got to bow down.
Once again, this has more depth than any of the new Taylor Swift lyrics I've read so far. Way more depth.
The robots are better at writing songs than Taylor Swift.
One-third of Americans just admitted that they would be willing to live somewhere rather strange. Where is it? We're going to talk about this after Weezer.
The Daily Mix Show.
One-third of Americans wouldn't actually mind living in a van down by the river.
Okay,
Chris
Farley.
Did I do a good job? Was that a good impersonation?
Pretty much, yeah, you nailed it.
So good. 30,000 people were polled, and 36% of them said that van life is something that they'd consider. This same poll also found that 44% of us wouldn't mind living in a tiny home with less than 500 square feet of space.
I'm a sucker for those like reality shows, like the on the HGTV and all the fixer-upper type shows of the tiny homes.
Tiny House Nation.
It's fascinating to see how they're able to fit so much stuff in such a small space. But when we saw this thing, we realized both you and I have friends that have or currently are living in vans. And I think both of their stories are different. So we're like, why don't we get them both on the show? So your friend Lance and my friend Kevin both either have or are currently living in vans.
And I believe, Lance, if you're there, I think you're down by a river right now. Are you near the Deschutes River?
Yeah, I'm right there. I'm just a couple hours outside of Chemult.
Right on. And Lance, how long have you been doing van life now?
This is year number 3.
Right on.
Year 3, so you've been fully like 7 days a week living in a van.
I mean, pretty much. I mean, I got a pretty sweet gig. So I'm a fireman, so I'm at the firehouse, you know, half the month.
Oh, that's right, because you stay there for several days. Like, what, like 3 days at the firehouse? Is that what it is?
I'm 2 days there.
Okay.
And then, you know, a handful off.
Do you just park outside the fire station for the other days?
No, I think that would be kind of frowned upon. I'm not sure.
He comes to my house. Sometimes you have the van in my house, Lance.
Those guys need a break from me. I'll talk their ear off all day.
Big man. Lance, just go drive off somewhere, please. Don't come back for a few days. And then we have Kevin. Kevin is a buddy of mine that I've known in the wrestling world, the Duke of Dirtbags. Kevin, how are you, my friend?
Pretty good. I'm a van life veteran.
Yeah, because when I knew you, you had a fully decked out van when like you'd show up to training and like you and your dog would live in the van. Do you still live in a van now?
Not currently. I still have my van. I'll probably go back to my van. I'm doing some in-home caregiving for an elderly friend of mine. Uh-huh. So I decided to get out of the van for the winter, you know, because winters can be kind of tough. You get your propane heat or whatever you use in there, you know.
And what was that moment where you decided, you know what, I'm going to get a van? Because yours, you fully gutted it out and had like a full living situation in there. So what was that moment for you where you're like, you know what? This is what I got to do. This is the van life is for me.
Well, we did a documentary called The Meaning of Van Life. It's on Tubi. And I did all the research going into that while I was doing wrestling. I was like, this would be a great problem solver for the pro wrestling lifestyle because you're always up to Vancouver, down to Portland, Salem, all those things. Traveling, you always have these expenses. And with the van, you can take two or three other wrestlers, split the gas, and then you got your own food down there. And, you know, it's pretty great problem solver for a pro wrestler.
And plus, it's nice at the end of the night, a lot of us, what we end up doing, like you finish the show around 11 midnight-ish, and then it's like, get back in the car and drive 3-4 hours to get home. And usually a lot of us, you know, the adrenaline dump, by the time you get in your car, you're exhausted.
Yeah. I mean, depends on, you know, if you're able to get right back into your vehicle and go right after the show, or if you burn off some of that energy taking the ring down. I know a lot of guys aren't familiar with that, you know, but I would take the ring down and get my jitters out and then go right to sleep, you know, and then travel when I want to. It was easier working in Seattle as a security guard. You go get a parking space and then get ready for work in a couple hours because parking in Seattle is a nightmare. Yeah. But you made it work. I worked at Mopop, Showbox, Climate Pledge Arena, just security gigs around Seattle, mostly.
We're talking with Kevin and Lance, who both know all about van life. And I got to kind of watch Lance get this, you know, it's a, basically a gutted van and build it out from, you know, basically nothing to totally livable. Lance, if you were going to give a piece of advice to people who are considering van life, what would that piece of advice be?
Oof. Get the diesel heater that hooks up to the tank, probably. And don't go cheap on things that make you comfortable. 80-20. Get educated about 80-20. I mean, I've made my bed out of it, my overhead cabinets. It's just these aluminum pieces. It's really easy to work with. Yeah, it's been panning out.
For both of you, we'll start with Lance and then Kevin. I'd love to hear, like, what is the, I guess, what is the hardest part about being, living in the van life, and what's the best part for you?
Ooh, okay. Maybe the hard, you don't always have your privacy, and you kind of forget that. I think that's something. So, yeah, I mean, I'll leave the van door open. I turn around, and I'm, you know, grandma just parked next to me.
And I'm you got a new neighbor.
Yeah, right. And I'm like, I thought it parked in the back lot here. But so that's something. Another bonus that I caught when I first moved into the van was the view. Like, I mean, my van's almost all windows. So wherever I choose to park, you know, catching sunsets, it's pretty epic. Sometimes be like, you know, snuggled up in your little bed in your van.
Lance, you don't sleep naked, do you, with those windows open? I hope not.
I mean, it depends on the season, but yeah.
And what about you, Kev?
I mean, I think the hardest part for me was driving an older van, and it would break down a lot, and the stress of having it and not being able to move it and working on it would really stress me out. You know, but a lot of things can be overcome. And with the older van, you can do the parts on it you want. I think the best, though, was the rent price, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, rent prices just keep skyrocketing. How cost of living's insane. You know, I don't know how a lot of people do it. Lance mentioned, the views. If you're ever feeling down in the van, drive to somewhere beautiful. Alki, Rainier Beach, a lot of these places just around Seattle are, you know, 5-10 minute drive. And it's a great place to spend your day. And you get that view, you know.
Well, thank you to Lance and Kevin this morning for giving us a little window into the world of van life. You guys totally rock. And please, you know, invite me for a sleepover sometime.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you, guys. That was awesome talking to you.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it. And if you do, you could win season passes for the Washington Wolfpack of the Arena Football League at Angel of the Winds Arena. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It's time to play Hook or Shook. Danny will be playing 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and you have to guess what it is. This week, we are playing for season passes to the Washington Wolfpack of the Arena Football League at Angel of the Winds Arena. It's their first game coming up May 5th, which is that next weekend?
Yeah.
Next weekend.
All right. Where the hell is this time going?
It's almost,
I was like,
May.
No, we got a few weeks until then.
Our contestant this morning, everyone say hello to Dean in Ording.
Hi, Dean.
What up? It's Dirty Dean, y'all.
Dirty Dean. What makes Dirty Dean so dirty?
Oh, wow. His... Well, it used to be I was getting with dirty girls.
Oh, my God.
But I haven't really done that in 20 years, so now it's just dirty-minded.
That is the answer I was hoping to get right there. That's awesome.
So,
hanging
Dean,
with the dirty ladies.
In the game Hook or Shook, you have to get both songs right to win the prize. The first one, you'll be on your own. The second one, this is where you can get shook, as a member of our show at random has to get it right for you. If not, you will lose, and we will have to give those tickets to caller number 9. So let's see who you're playing with. Will it be me, Migs, or Sarah?
All right, the wheel is a spinning. All right, to pass Steve. It's now on Taryn. It looks like it's going to land on. I think we just did you dirty, dirty, Dean, because you're going to be working with Sarah.
Sarah, I love you, but you ain't that smart on this game, so I hope it's something I know.
Like, I hope it's her favorite band, Alice in Chains, obviously.
I hope it's something you know too, Dean.
Dean, if it's Alice in Chains, Man in the Box, you got this. Otherwise, I don't know what to tell you.
All right.
I might be screwed on this one, but we'll see.
All right, Dean, are you ready for your clip?
Yes, I am. One more time.
Oh
my
God. One more time, please.
Oh,
I have no idea.
Can I get the genre?
Rock and roll, baby.
Okay, I think I got it. Do you got it?
I know this. I could sing it for you, Dean.
Sing it for me.
If you're gone, baby, it's time
baby,
to
it's
come,
time. Come home.
There's
a little bit of
something in here and everything.
What is happening?
That is, if you're gone.
Hey, I'll give you the name of the song because you got that. You keep singing it over and over again.
The song is called If You're Gone?
Yes.
I know that.
I don't even know this.
I think I know the band. Can I help?
Yeah, you can help.
Did you guys slip some acid in my coffee this morning? I'm really weirded out by this.
You don't know the song?
Is the lead singer of this band somebody that Ted Smith really likes?
I have no idea.
Is the lead singer of the band Rob?
Yeah.
The lead singer of the band is Rob Thomas?
Oh, Rob Thomas. I like Rob Thomas.
If you were going to start a fire, you might need to light a.
Oh, I got it.
Matchbox or candle box. No, matchbox 20.
Yeah.
Just edit everything in the middle out. What song?
Come home.
252 million views on YouTube. Yeah, one of their biggest hits.
I can guarantee you zero plays on KISW for this song.
If you're gone,
I don't even know this.
Baby, it's time to come home.
He knows this whole lyrics.
There's a little bit of something new.
Everything you
All right, Dean, now it's up to Sarah to bring it home. Sarah, are you ready for your clip?
No. I hope we can do another duet, though. I love this.
Don't do Dean dirty.
Yeah. One more time.
Oh.
Is there a theme to today's?
Yeah, lame songs by Danny V.
Songs that KSW has never played.
Yeah.
Danny B.
What's up?
You're letting me down, bro.
Well, this is the one that Sarah
knew that entire song.
Hold on, everyone.
Did the wind sweep you off your feet?
Yep.
Did you finally get the chance? Back in the Milky Way.
So do you know?
It's the train. I know that.
Well, you have to give her a hint.
Dean, Dean, take a pause.
Like a choo-choo.
Put Dean on hold for a second.
Sarah, do you think you know this song?
I think it's Train.
Yeah. How did you even think that?
Okay. Do you need my help?
Yes.
Okay. When it rains, those are called rain...
Drops of Jupiter! Drops of Jupiter!
Get the
dead
stars along the lot of days.
I think
my back in
Dean, I would like to invite you to karaoke with me and my crew sometime.
I need to come to that. Okay, listen. I got hit by a car 15 years ago and I have a traumatic brain injury, right?
Wait, is this... Dean, is this the dude that we met over at the Chuck E. Cheese party?
No, I wish you. I wish it was.
Oh, okay.
But you don't know how badly I wanted to go to that.
Wait,
but
so you got hit by a... Dean, did you get hit by a train?
No, I got hit by a minivan going 50 miles an hour.
Oh my gosh. You're lucky to be alive, yeah. My brother.
You're telling me, but that's what everybody tells me. But I feel life is a circle. It goes round and round. And recently I found my driving partner, I think. So I'm loving my life.
Oh, man.
My man. Awesome.
That makes me so happy.
I love hearing that.
Now you're going to get to go to all the Washington and Wolfpack home games this season. That's going to be rad, man.
Guess what?
What?
I'm not mobile yet. And I don't know anybody that can drive yet. It sucks. But I'm going to get to the Washington and Wolfpack home games. You know how?
How?
Will.
That's right.
Persistence and will.
Belief, brother.
Yep, you got to believe. Brother.
Dean, you rock, my man.
Congrats, Dean.
Thanks for sharing that story with us.
Yeah.
I think my favorite part is still that he told me he was disappointed in me. However, he knew every single word
every lyric.
Both songs.
I think he was saying what I was thinking. I was very disappointed. Honestly, was this an April Fool's prank? Today's version of Hooker Shook, these two songs? I'm like, what is going on here?
Hey, I feel pretty good about myself.
Yeah, thank you.
I got him figured out.
No, good for both of you guys. big train and Matchbox 20 fans, I realize.
Rockaholics, have we talked about something this morning that you want to talk about? Give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to check in with the Rockaholics after Green Day.
The Daily Migs Show.
All morning, we have received your text messages, your phone calls. We haven't had a chance to get to everyone just yet until now. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by the Law Tigers. We want to talk to you, so call us up if you want to chime in on anything we've hit on this morning or anything at all that is on your mind. 206-803-ROCK. Miranda in Puyallup, you wanted to give a thank you?
Yeah, so I grew up listening to Ozzy Osbourne, Def Leppard, Poison, all that fun stuff. So I grew up listening to the Funky Monkey. Well, that went out a few years ago,
oh, yeah.
And I've got a six-year-old son who's special needs. Well, I turned on the radio, because I haven't listened to radio for a few years, found you guys a couple days ago. I dropped him off at school yesterday, and before we got to school, you guys played Crazy Train, which that was his favorite song since he was born. And he's like, Mom, it's my song. And he starts headbanging in the back of my car so much. My car is bouncing, dude.
Oh, man. That is so awesome.
He got set up for a really good day. We just started medication, and he's not taking to it too well because ADHD. But that made his day, and he's telling all his teachers, my song came on the car stereo thingy.
And what's your son's name?
His name is Brian.
Brian, tell him we love him. That's awesome to hear. And that's I appreciate that he enjoys good music, unlike my daughter, who currently is obsessed with the Proclaimers' 500 Miles.
I don't even know that band. My two-year-old daughter is obsessed with Def Leppard right now. I mean, I'm almost 30, but that's the songs I listen to, and that's what I play. I mean, I play old-school country, too.
Yeah.
But I have three kids, and they all love the old-school stuff.
Miranda, Def Leppard,
I'm
awesome.
Wearing my Def Leppard shirt today, Miranda, so I'm channeling your energy, and I love you, sister.
For sure. And if you guys ever get a chance, I actually live in Parkland, but I work at the Puyallup Mall. I work at the Kids Journeys. If you guys want to stop in and say hi, I can take care of you guys, too, if you got little ones. So I know one of you guys said you had, like, five kids.
None of us have five kids, thankfully.
Between the four of us, we have three kids.
Three kids. Okay.
But, so where do you work in Puyallup?
Journeys Kids.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, I live right by the Puyallup Mall, so that's awesome. I'll have to stop by and say hi.
Yeah, just let me know. I normally work full days on Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays. Just remind me your name because, had my third kid. I just got off maternity leave 4 months ago. I've been off for 4 months, so my brain's still in cheese brain pregnancy mode. So I'm still getting back into the swing of things.
I'm just going to walk in with a boombox blasting Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train. You better know who this is then.
Thanks, Miranda. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics this morning.
Someone texted and said that his uncle currently, earlier we talked to a couple of our friends, my buddy Kevin, your buddy Lance, who I know Lance as well. I met him at the festival. He's an awesome dude with a sweet mustache. Mm-hmm. And both of them live in vans, separate vans, but they both live the van life. And we were talking about van life and what that's like. And somebody texted and saying, my uncle currently lives in an RV and it's nicer than most apartments. And my other uncle lives on a boat most of his life. I would take either of those options in a heartbeat if I didn't have a wife and kids, LOL.
Some of those RVs are ridiculous with the different slides and things like that.
Oh, yeah. If I was single, man, I would think I would go with the tiny homes. I don't know why. I think a 6'3" dude living in a tiny home would be hilarious. And I don't really need much. I mean, I was just so used to living in a small room when I was growing up, living in a dorm in college, living in a basement in like a corner when I first moved out here in a place that had ceilings that were 5 feet tall. So I never really was, where I lived didn't matter to me, you know, but the idea of living in a tiny home would be pretty freaking cool.
Chris in Lakewood, you wanted to give a thank you this morning as well.
Yes, I did. It was about the listener party at Chuck E. Cheese. That was awesome.
Yeah. Thank you for coming out, man.
Oh, yeah. And I hope Barrett likes those glasses.
Oh, my gosh. He loves them. They're his favorite color.
What kind of glasses did you get?
Blue. The little cool...
Oh, the sunglasses that they had there? That's awesome.
The best. And he also took home, I think, the blue guitar.
Chris, did you play any of the games while you were there?
Oh, I was hitting the skee ball most of the time.
Dude, was it you that I said nice work on the skee ball?
Yeah.
You were killing it, dude. And then I saw you redeeming your tickets at the end of the day. How many tickets did you end up getting?
About 300, something like that.
Nice. Good work.
What'd you end up getting with that stuff?
Just a couple pairs of glasses, and then I gave one of the pairs to Taryn.
That's awesome, Chris.
You're so kind, Chris. Thank you, and we'll see you at the next party.
Yeah, our hope is to maybe make that a tradition. A lot of people are like, you guys have to go back to Chuck E. Cheese. And all the people at Chuck E. Cheese are like, can you guys please come back? So we'll make that happen again. Maybe it'll be our one-year anniversary party.
Oh,
how about that?
I'm in. I also heard the one in Tacoma's getting trampolines.
Excuse me?
They're getting trampolines in November.
Oh, maybe we need to celebrate a little bit sooner. Maybe it's our big Thanksgiving celebration.
Yes.
We all dress as turkeys and jump on a trampoline.
Okay.
What?
I don't know. Trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, Danny.
A well-known celebrity just did the unthinkable. She was stuck in traffic and had to go number one. And what she did next will blow your mind. You're going to hear from her at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
On her podcast, Miss Spelling, Tori Spelling shared how she resorted to an extreme measure to prevent a mishap while she was stuck in traffic. Here is the audio.
I had to pee really bad. I was stuck on the 101, which is like our craziest freeway here. And I was like, I'm not going to make it home. So I literally reached back in my Tori Poppins bag and I'm like, something. And I went through and I'm like, aha, a diaper. And I literally put like on a diaper and in my pants in Bo's diaper.
I don't know what I'm more thrown off by. So she has a podcast, which... That's crazy. I guess everybody has a podcast. And then, is that her own line of handbags?
I think she was just joking that it's like a Mary Poppins bag.
Oh, okay.
Because Mary Poppins has everything
like,
in her bag.
You called your clothing line Tori Poppins? That seems like a strange thing. But also impressive that I never would have thought to go grab... Granted, as a dude, I don't have as much of a difficult... thing to do as far as like, you know, going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like women have it a little bit tougher when it comes to like, you can't just go in a bottle now, can you?
If you have a she-we or a sheeness, which I did used to have.
Wait, so is that something that's there for in situations where you might need to go number one and you're not anywhere near a bathroom?
Correct.
And it's called a sheeness?
Sheeness or a she-we?
Is it like
there's a couple different names for it. Like there's one a few
of those,
different
like,
brands.
It's like one of those filters like you use to like put oil in your car? Is that what it looks like?
It kind of looks like that. And it is Sarah looking it up. Sarah's shopping. She's already got two in her cart.
Yeah, because someone just texted
you
in.
Put it over the...
Oh, yeah. So it does look like one of those.
Put it over the bits.
It almost looks like a... You remember Hi-Li, the game?
Oh, yeah.
It looks like the Hi-Li catcher thing.
Yeah, so you put it over...
Your area.
Your spot, and you can go anywhere, pretty much.
Somebody texted in right now and just says, Taryn, I remember when you first started at KISW, you went on the air with the Men's Room. You said that you were stuck in traffic coming home, coming from Finney Ridge, and that you had to go number one. So you did so in a cup from the driver's seat.
This is true. There was two times.
How did you not remember this?
There were two times.
Well, I thought reading the text, you looked like shocked that somebody remembered that.
I had to like pull because I got stuck on Aurora.
Uh-huh.
Came over. I was on the other side of the bridge, like the south side of the bridge, and I pulled up into a little neighborhood and had to go to the bathroom on the side of the road. I was not going to make it to work.
You didn't have a bag of diapers.
Did not. I didn't have a child yet. Had I had a kid, now I know for the future. You know, you just carry around some pull-ups or something.
So you were able to take care of it in a cup?
Yes.
Was it?
Wow. It was horrible, and I was afraid that I was going to be spotted by a neighbor or a police officer.
Did you pull up to the side of the road to do that?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. Whatever that, like Aloha Street or whatever that road is. It was that road.
Yeah, the only time I remember when we went, we were just recently traveling. Where the hell was it? California with my kid many months ago. But and both my wife and I just had to go number one so bad. We were stuck in traffic. We finally got to the place. I'm like, I'm not going to make it upstairs to the restaurant. She's like, I think I can. I'm like, well, I'm grabbing this can. Of like a monster energy drink, whatever was empty. I'm like, I'm just going to take care of this. I'm like, just distract him for a second. And so I'm in the parking lot. It is a covered parking lot. No one was around. And I'm just kind of standing there doing what I got to do. And all of a sudden, who's walking right up to me? Daddy, what are you doing? And I'm like, I got one job. I asked you to do one thing. Distract our daughter so she doesn't see her dad doing something so stupid.
Because then you know how our kids are. They go and tell everyone that they encounter what their parents did today.
Oh, because she'll think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And she'll want to tell grandma. And that's the last thing I want my mother-in-law to know, that I had to do that, even though it happens.
Kids can't keep secrets.
But I never would have thought to use a diaper.
That's genius.
Actually, kind of is.
Tori Spelling is brilliant. Rockaholics, the Denver Broncos have replaced Russell Wilson with another Wilson at quarterback. We're going to tell you all about this during the Daily Migs download after the Foo Fighters.
Yes, the Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle, I don't know if my eyes are playing tricks on me. Is your shirt pale pink or white?
This is a pink shirt.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't tell from here. It almost looks white, but
I thought I was staring at something red for a prolonged period of time, and now I'm looking at a white shirt.
I thought he just washed his underwear.
It totally looks like that. Yeah, yeah. I was going to say this was never a white shirt that I messed up in the laundry. This has always been a pink shirt.
Pink shade, baby.
Yeah. Studley salmon.
And I'm not one of those dudes that's going to tell you that it's salmon. No, it's pink.
It's pink.
This is a pink shirt.
That's right. Uh-huh. Embrace the pink. The DMV is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today, it's National Movie Theater Day. We talked about it earlier, but Ryan Castle, do you remember the last movie that you saw in a movie theater?
Yeah, we went and saw the new Dune movie.
Oh!
Yeah, just a couple of weeks ago. We did it and we went at like 10:30 in the morning, too. Yeah.
Was there anyone else there?
There was a few people there, but it was like...
How stoned were those people?
Probably really.
Yeah.
There were not a lot of people in the theater, and we figured like it's a 3+ hour, whatever, by the time you get through the previews and stuff. So we're going to go early so it doesn't take up our entire day, and it was great.
Ah, it's awesome.
Yeah. And it's cheaper, too, if you go at 10:30 in the morning. And guess what? Movie theater popcorn, great at 10:30 in the morning.
It's great all the time,
man. It really is.
There's something special about movie theater popcorn. Hey, how about the Denver Broncos? They got rid of Russell Wilson. You're like, you know what? We still want a Wilson playing quarterback, and they just picked up Zach Wilson. I still say Zach Wilson usually is number two. I think he's got to rock number three just as a solid to all the fans that purchased Russell Wilson jerseys.
I thought you were going to say Owen Wilson for sure.
Owen Wilson might be a better option, actually. Mm-hmm. And some people believe that Zach Wilson's just there as insurance. They're probably going to pick somebody in the draft later this week with the 12th overall pick. But other people do believe maybe a change of scenery, working with Sean Payton, it could be a good thing for him, and maybe he'll turn out to be a top player like he was drafted and hoped to be.
Wow.
A boy from Japan.
It's an emphasis on wow.
Wow.
Yeah. A boy from Japan spent 3 weeks putting a 10,000 yen bill, which is about the equivalent to 64 American dollars, back together. The bill was accidentally put through a paper shredder, so he took all the pieces out of the garbage, put it together like a puzzle, taped it back up, took it to the bank to see if they would replace it. And yes, the Bank of Japan did give him a brand new replacement of his $10,000 yen bill. Pretty cool.
Dude, it must be nice to have that little going on, that you can spend that kind of time on $64.
I was going to say, that's a little boy thing to do right there.
Like, $64 is like a millionaire when you're 10.
Part of me feels like he deserves two of them for all that effort.
No kidding.
Right? Let's talk about this 40-year-old man in Colorado. He's been found guilty of multiple charges because, well, he went through a Burger King drive-thru and he was not happy because they weren't willing to accept his payment of meth instead of cash. Think I would like some burgers.
Who's on meth and is hungry? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I don't even know what it's like to be on meth, Ryan.
All full eating an imaginary sandwich for the last 4 days.
Here's the crazy part. He tried to do the same thing at a 7-Eleven across the street. This time he pulled a gun on the 7-Eleven employee, and he did fire the gun. They ended up in a firefight. Like, they ended up shooting at each other. Nobody was hit, which, thank goodness. Like, that could have been really bad. The cops did show up. They found this guy. His name is Eugene. He was in the bushes. They arrested him, and then they asked him, hey, are you okay? And he said, I'm not physically hurt, but, quote, my feelings were hurt. He was arrested, and he's facing more than 400 years in prison, maybe 300 on good behavior.
Of course, an analysis of Taylor Swift's music has been done.
That's right.
And this analysis has found that she is swearing more with each album she releases.
I like her a little bit more then.
While she hardly swore on her first four albums.
Well, she was like 12.
Well, Taylor Swift dropped the F-bomb more than 20 times in the tortured poets department.
She's more than edgy. 20 times in a 31-song album? Get out.
She's just so naughty. Listen with caution.
A lot of people drop the F-bomb saying, when is this effing album going to stop? Yeah,
yeah. 40 times on Midnights and almost 60 times on the Tortured Poets Department.
All right.
These are the stats that we need.
Good for her.
Hey, as far as weather, going to be 69 degrees.
Nice.
That's right. It's going to be nice and cloudy. That's the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 back.
The Daily Mix Show.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.